no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Latin Radical with Warwick Fry.
Talking with Jim Dunn. He's down at the south coast of Australia now, taking a bit of time off, and he was in Canberra last week at the reception for Shanana. How was the reception there, Jim?
Oh, it was a very pleasant reception. Like most receptions, people say nice things about everybody.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's the mood anyway. Timorese leaders are generally welcomed on their visits to Australia, have a special status. And it was really about hospitality rather than substance, of course, as
yep.
is the case in most receptions.
Yeah. And he remembered you, of course. Yeah.
Oh, yes. We did have an embrace and talked to some of his colleagues.
Yeah. And and I noticed sort of quite high on his agenda was the issue of having guest workers from East Timor, the reason for the Pacific Islanders being approved as guest workers was that Timor-Leste was not part of the Pacific Forum meeting when this decision was arrived at. But I'd have thought the Timor would perhaps be come ahead of the South Pacific nations, that that the Australian government could perhaps have been a bit more proactive.
Well, probably, looking at it historically, it should at least come with the Pacific Islands, because the South Pacific states have a special relationship with Australia. And one, of course, when it comes to guest workers, in our earlier history, when the workers who came to Australia weren't really guests, the Kanakas. So it is a special relationship, a special dependency, where even greater than Timor, because although Timor has a special relationship with Australia, what we mustn't forget is that Australia is a major contributor to East Timor's development and rehabilitation. But we're not the only ones. I mean, there are other countries which contribute little to the South Pacific. A big players in Timor, like South Africa, South Korea, Japan, of course, China, the European Union, and so on. And countries like Ireland and Norway have been big contributors.
Mm.
But the story behind this goes back quite a way. It's years ago that Murray Alkatiri, then Prime Minister, was urging Australia to take Timorese workers because, particularly in relation to the development of the gas and oil exploration, because there, of course, Australia were getting great benefits from it, and Timor, even though this exploration was within really what should be Timor's territory, wasn't really doing a lot for Timor, apart from the royalties, of course.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's excellent. Yeah, you don't hear that it's actually a proposal put to Australia many years ago. And Shanana seems to be sort of reasonably accepting of the Australian government's decision to sort of defer the decision to the end of the year. Does it seem likely that it will be approved?
I think something will be done, but, you know, there's a sensitive aspect to this, and that is that Timor, East Timor, happens to be next to West Timor and Indonesia. And, of course, this has traditionally been the attitude of Australian governments, deep sensitivity to Indonesia. And in this case, I can see the decision-makers saying, well, if we take guest workers from East Timor, how can we not take them from West Timor, which incidentally is rather poorer than East Timor, going through a very difficult time. And of course, there are problems here in that sense, even though, as we see it, of course, East Timor has a very special relationship to Australia, and indeed, there's a special obligation on Australia's part for what we did and didn't do in the past about 35 years or so.
Yeah, I noticed at some stage Janana said that Australia had been a loyal friend and steadfast partner to East Timor. Were there any sniggers from the press or the crowd when he said that?
No, not really. Well, there probably were, but I didn't hear them. Yeah. But many of us did smile.
Mm.
Not being a partnership. If a partnership was equal, I'm afraid it's nice to use that language. Mm. But Australia's presence has been, shall we say, very heavily slanted towards what, in the minds of our leaders, has been national interest.
Yeah, and there's not always a lot of room for loyalty there.
There is not, and I mean, in one case, which I in fact did raise, not with Shana, but with the others, the need to sort of pursue further the Truth and Friendship Commission investigation, and how important it is, not just to East Timor, it's very important to East Timor because it's a matter of justice, but it's also a matter of to Indonesia. It's also a matter of enabling the Indonesian democratic movement to get a full appraisal, a full account of the brutal culture of their military. And East Timor, the case of East Timor is the best one to study because there's a lot of evidence, a lot of people around, there's easy access, and a lot of facts are there. Mm. And it's really important to bring this out.
Yeah, and I suppose, I don't know if, I mean, I wouldn't go so far as to say that the guest worker issue was connected, but at the same time there was some talk about the location of the oil and gas refinery. There were hopes that it could be located in Timor-Leste, but the noises from the oil company seems to indicate that Darwin will be the location.
And that's preferred by Australia too. Although yeah. Australia talks about its partnership and what it's doing for Timor, there are a lot of things that we don't hear a lot about, which are about what we're not doing for East Timor and on these economic issues. For example, Shamanar, of course, talked about tourism. And Australians smile and encourage it. But in fact, of course, the real issue is that Australia really isn't doing anything substantial to help with tourism in East Timor. And tourism is very important because it's the one industry that could really pave the way to self-sustainability.
Mm.
Because that is something, it's a beautiful island. There are many locations. It would give employment to hundreds of Timor, thousands of Timorese, and give a substantial income. But really, the big barrier are rules from Australia. One, of course, is the constant warning of terrorism. I mean, in all cases, even during the crisis last year, when I was there and the year before, it really was, the year before was barely justified. Last year, it wasn't justified.
Mm.
I think there was probably as much risk of terrorism in France as there was in East Timor. And yet, you know, once these warnings go out, people don't go there. And on top of that, the airline between Australia and between Darwin and Dili, Air North, is one of the most expensive in the region.
Mm.
As I, at least recently, it was about $400 each way.
Good heavens.
Flight less in distance than from Canberra to Melbourne. And of course, it is so expensive that tourists, even from Darwin, for the same price of just going by air to Dili and back, they can go to Bali and have 4 days accommodation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not as quite as benign. The relationship is not quite as benign as Shanana seems to be conveying. And did you say you did have a talk? Have the opportunity to say something to him about the Truth and Friendship Commission and the...
No, I didn't. It's just our encounter was brief. But to others, I did point out the importance of justice really justice as a natural right of its own.
Mm.
But it's also important as a way of stabilizing the society in East Timor, because that is one area of instability that is not generally understood. People are unsettled and troubled because they've suffered terribly, while those responsible for that suffering have got clean away.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a whole lot of reasons for it. And even on our side, when people carry out atrocities like those of this Colonel Burhanuddin Siagian in Maliana, which really was a deliberate killing of scores of people, and yet he went off to West Papua, and he's just been promoted. He's just gone off to a higher position in the army headquarters. The fact that he was not touched, even though there's a lot of evidence against him, and not only from reports like mine and the CAVR, but also from the Indonesia's own human rights report. Of course, a member of that commission was Monia, who was, of course, killed by a deliberate move by Indonesian intelligence, a case that's going on right now.
Yeah.
Yes, I just finished by saying that Timor is going through a quiet time. Things are happening. But the big issue, just to finish on this, the gain of stability, is to bring more change, real change, to the light, to the loss of ordinary people.
Yeah.
That's where they have not done enough.
All right, thanks for talking to us, Jim. We'll
Thank you.